الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, something to record with so that you'll be able to take your notes. By the way, those who are or have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic or subject will be on morals. M-O-R-A-L-S. Morals. Again, that's M-O-R-A-L-S. Now, what is the definition of morals? Now, they have many definitions. If you look in the dictionary, they have many, many definitions of this word morals. But I'm going to give you a couple of them that I found in Webster's Dictionary. And that is this defined as concern with the principles of right and wrong in relation to human action and character. And the second definition that I have chosen, teaching or displaying good or correct character and behavior. Now, we see in the world more and more and more that people are having less and less morals. Less and less they're showing good human actions or interaction and showing more wrongdoing than right doing. And you all know what I'm talking about. No matter where you are in the world listening to me, you more than likely know some individuals, either personally or not personally, that act in a way that is not moral. They do not act correct. They have bad character. They act in the wrong way. And also, they are not good personability to be around. And so, but then again, on the other hand, you have some people that have good character and have good morals. And no matter what you do and what you try to pull them into, they're going to tell you, no, I'm not going to do that because it's wrong. If you're that person, keep up the good work. Thumbs up to you. In America, it's a good thing when you say thumbs up. And hopefully, I'm not saying anything negative towards anyone that thumbs up means something different. And so that's the kind of person you want to be around. There's one hadith saying of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, basically was saying that when you're talking about being around good people, that's like being around a person who has like an oil seller. Either they're going to sell you the oil, they're going to give you some oil, or just being around them, that oil or that perfume may get on you. And so that's a person you want to be around because they just smell so good. They have such good character and conduct themselves in such a good manner. That's an individual, he or she, that you want to be around a lot. Even I know sometimes when I'm with some Muslim brothers, a lot of them put on the oils, whatever oil, oud, all the different types of oil, Somali rose, whatever it may be the name of the oil. And then even if I don't get any, if I shake their hand and I walk away, my hand smells like their hand, which has a nice fragrance of the oil that they have on their bodies. Then you have on the other hand a person who has bad character. And it's like a person who, and I'm not saying negative about people who work in this field, but a person who works around a lot of soot. And then that soot gets on their clothing and the clothing is dirty and the blackness of the soot get all over them. And then also that smell or that soot get on you too. And that is also like a person who has bad character. And some of that bad character may rub off on you. And the first example, some of that good character may rub off on you. So you have to be careful about who you hang around. Because if you hang around people who have bad characters, either you're going to impact them and influence them, and maybe they have start having having good character, like your good character, but they have bad character, then, and you start hanging around them, then their bad character is going to, it may change you. And you want to fit in, you want to be like them, and so you're going to do the bad things that they do, or you see it happening, and you don't say anything about it. So you sometimes doing that, you're equally as guilty as the person who actually doing the act. If you see someone doing something wrong and you say nothing about it, in Islam it says, instead, if you see something wrong, you what? You change it with your hand. If you cannot do that, then you say something with your tongue or with your mouth. And if you cannot do that, at least hate it in your heart, which is the lowest form of faith. So we have those three choices and three levels. Either you change the bad thing with your hand, you say something about it, say, for example, stop doing that thing, or you at least hate the thing in your heart. Now, a person looking at pornography makes them think a certain way and act a certain way, and sometimes that way is a non-moral way. And you have also people who are boastful and rude towards other people also may make them act in a non-moral way. And so acting in a non-moral way, we begin to take on, sometimes may begin to take on a characteristic for the Muslim of a person who doesn't believe. Or a person may be a Muslim too, but they just have a bad character. And the more they do it, and the more they like it, and the more their character seems to get away from Islam and become more like a person that does not obeying Allah and obeying his prophet, until they get to the point, may they even leave Islam. And so the thing is, if you see a person that is Muslim and they're doing wrong, it's just wrong. Things we're not supposed to be doing. And so you look at Islam. Islam is perfect. Allah perfected Islam. But some Muslims, they may not be performing or doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so you may see what they're doing as a representation, a bad act as a representation of Islam. And that is not true. That's that individual. And that's their shortcoming. We don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as we say in America. What we do, we don't try to throw the person out of Islam. We just try to help them to become better and stronger, and admonish them if we can, and pray for them that they will come back from what they're doing, because they're doing things that is opposite Islam. A lot of time when you talk about Islam, you're talking about our character. You're talking about actions speaks louder than words. I could tell you all day long about what Islam says to do and not to do, but then if my action shows the opposite, it's like I'm just telling you what to do, but I'm not doing it myself. And it talks about in Islam, it talks about in the fire. And so I, for example, as a clergy, as imam, I'm telling people don't do this, don't do that, and that, do that kind of thing. And then these people, they do the opposite of what I'm telling them to do, and they end up in the hellfire. This is just an example. And then I end up in the hellfire too. And they say, yeah, imam, I'm there with them and it's burning. They say, why? You know, you told us not to do certain things, but we did the opposite. Why are you here? And I'm basically going to say, look, I told you to do things or not to do certain things, but I end up doing them myself. That's why I'm here. And so we should practice what we preach, or preach what we practice when it comes to Islam. I'm going to read one ayah in the Quran, one verse in the Quran. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسرة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وكذلك الله كثير. Okay, this particular is very short ayah, a verse, and it says, there has certainly been for you and the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone who hope is in Allah in the last day, and who remembers Allah often. Sorry about that. And so remember Allah much, often. And so we want to know what pattern of behavior we're supposed to do as Muslims. We're supposed to follow the pattern of behavior of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, because Allah, he said about him that he has an excellent usratun hasanatul liman kana yarjullah. Okay, and it's, and it also, as I mentioned, it's saying that, yeah, so I got the little Arabic tongue twister there. It's just saying that the, in the Messenger of Allah, we have an excellent pattern of conduct. And he has excellent behavior, excellent character. It depends on the translation, who's translating the particular verse from Arabic to English or Spanish or whatever it may be. And so our pattern of behavior should be that of the Prophet. What he did, we should do. We will find him, he is the best character for all of mankind, not just for Muslims or a particular area in the world. He is the prophet for all of mankind. He is the last prophet sent to mankind. There will be no other prophet after him. This is it, folks. Allah sent all the prophets from Adam all the way to Muhammad, warning the people, guiding the people, telling the people come back to Islam, come back to Sirat al-Mustaqim, to the straight path, and people, they discarded it. They disobeyed their prophets. And a lot of people, if you look at history, look at your Quran, particularly in chapter 11, you read about what happened in your Quran. That's going to be your homework. Read in chapter 11. It talks about very briefly a synopsis of what happened to the various nations before us when they disobeyed their messengers and in turn disobeying Allah and the destruction that Allah bestowed upon them, like the people of Lut, like the people of Salih, like the people of Hud, like the people of Noah, like the people of Moses. Look at all of them. These people, they rejected their messengers. They went the opposite of what the messenger told them to do. And they also, of course, disobeyed Allah. It said, "Ati Allah, ati Rasul," obey Allah and obey his messenger. And they did the opposite of that. And destruction happened to them. And the same thing for us. The last messenger sent to mankind, for all of mankind, was Muhammad. May peace and blessing be upon him, sent to mankind to warn us to come back to the straight path and tell us about paradise and tell us about the hellfire and tell us about how to get closer to Allah. And having a good character is one of the ways that we get closer to our prophet and obeying Allah. So we go to Muhammad and we look to Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We look at him and do what he did. Read about him. Don't read about what people, nasty things that people say about this man. Read about him and how kind he was, how compassionate he was, how great father he was, a great warrior that he was, a great messenger and that he was. So just read about it for yourself, and don't just go by what I'm saying. Read about it from yourself, but get it from authentic sources. Because some people always say not negative things about him like they did about the other prophets. They said of the other prophets that they were possessed, that they were sorcerers, that they were magicians. All the negative things they said, they were madmen. They said about just about all of the messengers sent to mankind, because they didn't want to follow them, because these messengers, they came to the people going to change the people from their bad behavior to their good behavior, but people want to continue to do the bad behavior. And so they were, in order for them to continue to do their bad behavior, they had to look at the messenger and put a bad example that he is not a good person. Or make him seem like he's not a good person, that he's a madman, that he's a poet, that he's a sorcerer, that he's a magician, and he's possessed. All these things they said about pretty much all the messengers they said about them, they put them in a negative light. So people won't adhere to them, that they won't follow them. And he did the same thing with Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But Allah said, in this man Muhammad is what? That he has an excellent character. And he's the one that we are supposed to be following. All of mankind is supposed to follow this beautiful man, Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. It is mentioned by one of the companions that it was reported that he said, we were sitting in the company of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, so quietly as if the birds were sitting on our heads. None of us had the courage to speak. In the meantime, some people came and asked the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, who among his slaves is dearest to Allah? He replied, one who has the best moral character. So they wanted to know, Muhammad, who's the one that is what? Of the slaves of Allah, is dearest to Allah. They always want to know this Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet. They all want to know how do they get closer to Allah? How to get closer to the Prophet? What are the things that are dear? What is the best Muslim? And so they ask the question, what they want to know, tell us, we're slaves of Allah. Abdullah, we are slaves of Allah, so tell us what is dear to Allah. And he said, what is dear to Allah is having the best moral character. And also, it is mentioned that, what is the best thing given to man? And he replied, good moral character. The Prophet asked, which Muslim has the perfect faith? He answered, the one who has the best moral character. And so we see again, the best thing given to man is a good moral character. And to have a perfect faith is one who has the best moral character. And so this is what Islam is all about, having a good moral character and also encouraging others to have a good moral character. In another hadith, another saying by one of the companions of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, the Prophet said, shall I not tell you who is dearest to me among you and will be closest to me on the day of judgment? He repeated this question two or three times. People replied, surely, please tell us. The messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, one who has the best moral character. So we want to know who's going to be closest to the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, on the day of judgment. It's the one with good character. It is not too late for you to start having good character. And if you're Muslim, change your way. It's not too late, as long as you have breath in your body. If you listen to my voice, I would think you have breath in your body. And so it's not too late to change the way you are. If you had a bad character before we started this program, this lesson, then you have time to change. And if you're a non-Muslim, you can also change too and start having a better character. And I'm encouraging you also to read more about Islam and think about embracing Islam and doing the things that a human being is supposed to do towards another human being. And that's a right of human beings to be treated with respect and honor, and that you don't do bad actions towards the individuals or say bad things towards individuals and not be kind towards individuals and not show compassion towards individuals. We have to always display good moral characters, and it's laid out in Islam through the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and also in the Quran and in Hadith and in the companions, what they did, and also in our scholars. These are some of the ways in which we learn about what is the best character of Islam. And those are our sources. First source of the Sharia and the laws of Islam is the Quran. The second source is what? Is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he said for us to do and says for us to not do. Then you have the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, and then you have our scholars and the like. This is where we get our various sources of how we're supposed to conduct ourselves and our sources of Islam. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, on Judgment Day, there will be no deed weightier on the scale of the believer than his noble character. Allah does not like an obscene or rude talker. And the person who has a good character achieves the status of a person who prays and fasts. And so this has a lot going on here. And we're talking about on the day of judgment when we stand before Allah naked, uncircumcised, and then our scale is weak. Our scale of good deeds is weak, and our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds. And then all of a sudden, all these deeds in terms of our character and having good character is piled onto our good deeds side. And then all of a sudden, our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds and increase our possibility of going into paradise because of our good behavior. because of our good character, because of our moral character, that we did right and did not do wrong, that we enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. And again, it mentions that a rude talker is a person Allah does not like, and an obscene person is a person that Allah does not like. And a person who has good character achieves the status of a person who prays and a person who fasts, because there are so many rewards in Islam for a person who prays and a person who fasts. Also, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, it was said that he said, a person can reach a high status in the hereafter by his good conduct, though he may be weak in matters of prayer or matters of worship. And he can also go down to the lowest part of hell by his wicked character. And so we see having good character is a good thing. It puts him on a whole nother high status. Although he may be weak in his Islam, maybe fasting or making prayers or paying zakat, those things that are the basic foundation of Islam, he may be weak in that area, but he displays a good character. On the opposite, a person can go to the lowest place in the hell by his wicked or evil character. So you have a choice. Each one of us have a choice. Are we going to display a good character, or are we going to display a wicked and evil character? A person want high status? Display a good character. Start practicing being a good person. But you want low status? You end up in the hellfire? Then, okay, then you have a wicked character or a bad character. Also, what the Aisha, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, his wife, she said, Allah is soft-hearted and like softness. The reward of that he gives to softness, he does not give to harshness. Not only this, such a reward he does not give for anything except for his soft-heartedness. Allah gives like a special reward for those people who are soft in their heart, tender in their heart, kind in their heart, compassionate in their heart. You may not find this kind of thing in a person who has a bad character. You might find harshness in their heart, hard-heartedness in their heart. And so this kind of person that Allah necessarily like. But he loves the person or likes the person who is soft-hearted and kind-hearted and compassionate towards other people. And whatever is soft is beautiful, and whatever is not is ugly. And so we always want to display this beauty, and we always want to be soft and kind. It doesn't make us as men weak because we're soft-hearted, because we're kind, because we're compassionate, because the Prophet, no way was he weak. And none of his companions were weak like that. They were very kawi. They were very strong, not daif. They were not weak. And so there's beauty in showing softness and kindness and being merciful towards others. And also it mentioned again by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, that again his wife Aisha, that she mentioned as saying, a believer with good character is attains the status of a person who fasts regularly. Another version of the hadith relates, a believer with his noble manners achieves the rank of one who prays late night prayer and fasts during the day. And so we see the good character person has this good character, and it's as if they fast all the time regularly, fasting. Or a person achieves the status of a person, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned it again now, as if they pray late night prayers during the night and that they fast during the day. Man, this is just so beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? Just having good character and good morals. And it's not too late for any of you that are listening to my voice. Any of you that are listening to what I'm saying, that are in this class today, you can change. It's an opportunity for you to change. Or someone that you know, it's an opportunity for them to change. Pray for them. Pray directly to Allah, not anyone in between. Allah don't go to the individual and say, can you pray to Allah for me? No. You pray to Allah direct. Dial direct. And pray to Allah for this individual or for yourself. that this person stop having this bad character, or do you, or you yourself stop having this bad character and stop treating people in a bad way, and having not having good morals. And you want to have, and you definitely want to have good morals, my brothers and sisters, and my beautiful students. You want to have this thing. Also reported by the prophet, may peace be upon your power, Annas, he reported that I served the prophet for 10 years, and I swear by Allah that he never said oof, never asked me why I did this or did not do that. And so we see from this, my beautiful students, is that this man, Annas, he worked for the prophet, peace be upon him, for 10 years. And he never said oof. It's like a bad thing to say. It mentions in the Quran that we don't say oof to our parents. Like, leave me alone. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Like maybe some people do towards their parents, disrespect their parents. I'm not listening to you. Be quiet. Go sit in the corner, kind of thing. Disrespecting their parents. He never said oof to Annas. And never said why he didn't do this or why he didn't do that. He wasn't hard towards Annas. And he lived with the, and Annas lived with him, as he mentioned, for 10 years. Aisha, she also mentioned, between two alternatives, he, the prophet, she's talking about the prophet, may peace be upon him, peace and blessing be upon him, he would choose the one that it was easier if there was no sin in it. But if there was sin in it, he would stay away from it. He would never take revenge for personal reasons, but when Allah's commands were disobeyed, his wrath would be stirred. He would never beat anyone, neither his wife nor a servant, yet he would fight in the cause of Allah. So he was not an evil person or a mean person or a violent person or domestic violence and beat up on his wife or a servant or a child or an animal. But when it came to wartime, people disobeyed Allah, then he was fierce in that area. And he adhered to and what Allah tells him to do, no matter who it was. There was a woman one time, she was a rich woman, and she stole, I believe she stole a necklace, a bracelet or something like that. And so she stole this thing. And so the thing is that she was a rich person, and sometimes people who have a certain status, they think they get away with the laws that apply to them. And you all know what I'm talking about. And so they would do various things that they think get away with. Although they can afford it, they may just steal it, just take it, just to be taking it, because they think they can get away with it. And so this woman, she's supposed to have her hand cut off for stealing. And so some of the people made an appeal to one of the prophet's companions saying, look, like, don't cut this woman's hand off. She's so-and-so and so-and-so. So can you go to the prophet and ask him not to do this on this woman and maybe do something else? And so the companion went to the prophet and he presented the case. And the prophet, he said to him, look, basically, if my daughter Fatima was to steal, I would cut her hand off. And she's his blood daughter. And she loved her father dearly. And he loved her. But when it comes to implementing the laws of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was implementing the laws of Allah first. And then whatever happens after that happens after that. And so he was telling him I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to not implement Allah's law over because of this woman is so-and-so. And so I want to move on now. And it also was mentioned that there are two characters which are not combined in the believer, miserliness and bad morals. If a person believes these two things doesn't mix, being a miser and having bad morals doesn't mix inside of the person who believes. It's like oil and water. Normally, oil and water does not mix. One of the oil, I believe, mostly floats to the top of water. It is also mentioned by one of the companions of the prophet. He said, the fear of Allah and good morals are the two major characteristics which lead to paradise. So if you're interested in going to paradise, then what? Having good character or good morals and fear of Allah will be the thing that will lead you into paradise. So my students, if you want to learn more about this particular topic, you can always go to whyislam.org. That's whyislam.org. Or you go to the Islamic Online University .ed. That is IOU.ed. And you can find out more information about Islam, or even roll in classes and get a degree or certificate in Islam. Or you go to American Open University .ed/edu. And both of those are edus, the online, the Islamic Online University and American Open University. These are both edu where you can get a degree in Islamic studies to learn more about Islam. And I also encourage you to visit a masjid and find out more about Islam. If you go to the website of Why Islam, I believe they have a list of various masajid, or you can call them and they can tell you where the different masjids to go to find out more about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.